Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins, lo program today by me look lo sample of the big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo pigeon, me Koroi Hawkins. Police lo Solomon Islands ota bin overrun today, temot rioters and looters ota bin run through lo capital Honiara. One followed correspondence from Fala Lohaniara Elizabeth Osifelo, Hami Seota exhausted police who have been battling with looters throughout the night, or been overwhelmed to daytime. More people have been come down inside the town, or not follow now order by Prime Minister for one Fala 36-hour lockdown. Or at Stalo Chinatown, where have been surviving not earlier unrest, or have been looting and bombing. And the eastern side of town, the Renandi branch of Bank South Pacific 2, Okata Bonem, and locally owned and operated hardware store Island Enterprise. Elizabeth Osifelo, MC Police, ota waka hard for try for taking control of the situation, but ota people lo crowd ota staka tumas. Local authorities within Prime Minister ot yet for comment lo ota day's events, time this fala bulletin hem golo air, but on fala public address hemi might come later lo tonight. Premier Blo Malaita Province Lo Solomon Islands hemi been denied that hemina hemi inside the major unrest lo national capital where he start lo Wednesday. Staka protesters had been come from Malaita, where provincial government hemi been at odds with the national government. Premier Daniel Suidani hemi say hemi no plan for travel go lo Honiara, no matter had been call for him for aging Malaitans for the back of lo capital. Hemi say ota people lo Malaita ota come lo province at present, but Emmy warned him that national government Emmy provoke him okata time Emmy repeatedly ignore him now at concerns. Chief Ombudsman of New Zealand Emmy says some fellow prisoners ota garden better access law fresh air than not people law managed isolation law Grand McCure Hotel law Wellington. Peter Boshier Emmy talem parliamentary committee about him at troubling systemic issues law MIQ, and we think ota officials ought no quick time fix him. Ota Pacifica Youth Law New Zealand had been praising Ota for leadership law helping Ota Pacific population for reaching 90% first dose COVID vaccinations law New Zealand. Pop-up vaccination clinics with Ota drive-through initiatives had been helpful looking thousands of people law Auckland and South Island had taken vaccine within days. Minister Blo Pacific Peoples and Associate Minister Blo Health Aupito William Sio hemi say hemi parwa big fala something. Our Peter Hemisem expect them at least 90% of Pacifica about fully vaccinated in 3 weeks' time. Lo New Zealand South Canterbury now, Hemi latest district health board for Hemi passing 90% first dose of COVID vaccine, fewer than 4,000 second doses are needed for reaching now 90% fully vaccinated mark. This one Hemi living West Coast with him only South Island AHB where him short low 90% first dose, but Hemi only about 800 people short low this well a target. Canterbury with him Southern or now first South Island DHB so it cost up low 90% full vaccination and each region Hemi at about 86%. Former National Government Minister Hemi say caucus blo party Hemi need for thinking good about him how now Hemi refresh him himself alo next election on New Zealand. Judith Collins has been ousted as him leader blo party today after him been losing one for a vote of no confidence lo caucus. Jonathan Coleman Hemi when he serve as him health, defence and immigration minister lo ta various times Hemi talent checkpoint public or ta tight na lo kata for fight inside lo party blo national party. Jonathan Coleman Hemi said today Hemi been one for a big fella day for national party. New leader Baketa elect him lo next Tuesday. Prime Minister Blo Japan Fumio Kishida with him now Vietnamese counterpart Blem Pham Minh Chin ota been agree for enhancing security cooperation amid lo what ota call him serious concerns regarding South China Sea. Tufala been meet lo Tokyo during one follow 4 day visit by ota Vietnamese officials. Starkist Samoa hemi been trialing one for a second shift after hemi reduce him now production lo only one shift 6 months go finish because lo shortage lo staff. Plant law Satala hemi been buzz with him now second shift and Starkist Vice President Michelle Feist hemi tell him KHJ News that Canary hemi go ahead for experiencing significant labor shortage when impact him now ability for hemi operate law full capacity. Canary hemi been hiring winning 300 workers from Samoa law guest worker program and by hemi go ahead for hiring more staff from Samoa. Star Kissed by Me close tomorrow for Thanksgiving and last day production for year amid December 17 before Christmas break. Lo sport Tonga Rugby coach Tau Tai Kefu hemi se new amendment lo eligibility rules blo World Rugby hemi by transforming now team and rugby lo Pacific. Prior lo new change ya, tam e one fala player hemi represent him any country lo international level, hemi hard for hemi go play more for any other country unless hemi use him now one fala loophole lo sevens. Revised regulation here by me apply from January number 1 where any player hemi like for change him country him play for him hemi must sum out that hemi born lo this fella country or any parent play him or grandparent play him or been born lo this fella country. Tau Tai Kefu hemi say out players this time what eligible for represent him now heritage bloketa and hemi make him ikale tahi national team blotonga hemi one fella competitive team. And hem now news lo pigeon from RNZ Pacific.
And have now some for Okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time the Emmy join him now, team from Buzz FM Lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News.
In tonight's headlines, Rantes says agriculture sector is perfect substitute for tourism. Over 5,000 businesses apply for small business grant. School fee structure set for 2022 and rains expected for this weekend. Welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Lynette Milanamu and leading the news this evening, 20% on imported noodles to promote healthy eating. Minister of Finance Johnny Kwanapo presented the Bill for Import Duty Amendment Act of 2021 this morning before Parliament, where there will be an increase on 10% on duty for noodles, cigarettes and other packaged foods to cut down NCDs in Vanuatu.
Duty, import duty, following products. I got instant noodles. With this amendment, by having increasing import duty rate, plus specific tariff item here, where we listed also 19.02.30, 10, from 10% to 20%. Additional 10% increase here, Mr. Speaker, the work of the colleagues, have we blue reduce consumption, low instant noodles, where, of course, M2 have we contribute low increase, low NCDs, on what?
Countries that are part of the Melanesian Spearhead Group are exempt from this order.
Mentioning the discussion of excise tax, Mr. Speaker, that bulk law or items where you may start improving, increasing duty lehem, have me no including all items where you may start importing more than the MSG because of MSG trade agreement provisions. So noodles where basically, you must have important lo Fiji, where me margin noodles and me excluded lo bless. However, you may still got one existing excise tax lo margin noodles where you must have kakai me 20 vatu per kilo. But each year, Vanuatu have me stop importing about 742 tons of noodles, where me worth around 142 million.
However, for noodles outside of the MSG, these ones will incur a higher tax for import.
Currently, importation of noodles outside the MSG, and basically where duty me target them, me around 261 tons. Lo noodles where you may stop karam, be ia, pambay you may look in one in Greece, lo 8.4 million on top lo current collections.
Finally, whopping 65% tariff will be implemented for imported cover-based products.
Item 4 law amendment, we also got one increase law duty plus 65% law cover beverages classified under tariff item 2201-90-10. And we basically law protect them importation law cover juice. Because you may already got abundance lo cover juice lo Vanuatu. And hemi one new to the rate of 65%, in fact, the bound rate. And given the fact that Codex Alimentarius me also already prescribe them cover all some beverage, they got possibilities, I suppose, all Narvala countries, the region, all the stuff produce some cover. Cava juice will export them become lo vanuatu, but you me put them to the rate, I stop lo pound rate, lo 65%. In other words, I may be protect them cover the industry, particularly lo value addition lo cover.
Member for Tana, Jotam Napat from the opposition side, was in support of the amendment but requested the government to introduce other ways for keeping people to stay fit and healthy.
When I'm now, I'm all approach with Ministry of Law, Youth and Sport, I'm taking. For instance, now you go to the government, you got one group, you got a list of tennis or Zumba. How now you miss have a make them people only have a only have a involved in exercise also. Unfortunately, we know how Ministry of Law, Youth and Sport, I'm going to go to the say, got one training also. Maybe good for everyone, at least have a go engage with him. You must really be serious. No more from time when you look at all the latest report of him come out, the Ministry of Health, or Lisa Katem Lake, I think 4 persons in 1 week. That's very high.
The former Minister of Infrastructure observed while the initiative to decrease such imports is good, it needs to be supplemented with more action in the country, awareness, workshops, and programs to help citizens.
Me happen semi-cost town law market, and then me observe when it happen law market to me, town law town. And but you find them all mama only come, after all, you got good for like a guy, also more local products, lo you me, only sale. After law and blood day, I'm only custom small fat to blow. The very thing we buy them is rice, tin fish, what them noodles. Only carem kutwani kam, only salem. After only them is miao, we only not supposed to leave. Only carem go back. When them now plan law government, when them now plan law ministry, law health, law area, law you try law swing them ting blow kata blow move away from all kind attitude also.
The Tana MP used the Deputy Prime Minister Ismail Kausakau as a good example for other MPs and government leaders to follow.
We must congratulate him, Honorable Deputy Prime Minister. Lo initiative where Mr. Tekem, he let go smoke. Emi one man where time where you ask him, or beginning to him, or you ask him, he stop smoke. He tell him, Lolka, he heard him story and by him correct me. Say you find them one house play you go stop them and you know have stop me plus smoke. But today he me quit smoking and he me change some diet play him and he me exercise. Me think say you me everyone lovely say now you me should take him example here, Mr. Speaker. And look him help play him, you look him size play him. Mi go lokorman, mi look me mi sapron, and mi start making 5 flaps lokorman. Suppose mi want them to win them all people blow you me, blowly come out lo area blow city, then you meet lo house, you should start taking leading role. In no good, you may come pass me anamo, but tamo you may pass them, then later on, but you may find them say, ah, but what's the point whereby now you all members of parliament only pass them 1 law? Me restrict him, you me blow you me. No kakai all kakaya, so you're right. Like all the molesta make him so meeting say, you must start with him, you me lo house here. And me hope se pa me look at Minister blow finance, pa him join them deputy prime minister lo corman. Lo him too, pa him is have a join them team ya. Me go, me look at him, me stop Ron, naya me join him. And hopefully, by me looking Prime Minister too, by him come join me, will run lo corman.
MP for Tana, Jotam Napat. In trades, the acting director of Ministry of Trade, Jimmy Rantes, says to drive the economic growth of Vanuatu, pressure needs to be on the production of crops and export.
My Minister of Finance is have a good time, Mr. Minister of Trade, before he began on national export strategy. But this time, I think environment, believe me, changes. more he provide them blood incentive for some government, he put them blood incentive aside low subsidies. And every good low country come up with them a national export strategy, low give hand, low provide them direction, low or work we missed up make him. At the same time, do we take him stock low all achievements where countries stop go through land, low side low export, low email of Vanuatu.
He made this statement to mark the first trial export of root crops to Brisbane today from People Infrastructure and Export Vanuatu.
Minister table and finish law parliament report we come in on exports to me we stop go law Auckland and today also me want them tell them out no more say everyone are a milestone but you me sign them too an agreement this morning one agreement we buy me sign between development ministries law behalf law government law Vanuatu more private sector we have me people's infrastructure may export Vanuatu, lo hemi manage more operate and pack house. At the same time too, lo hemi give him you me access lo subsidy where you may cut this lo finance, lo you may roll them out. And I think confirmation with DG lo finance too in Dalam lo NDTC last week, Honorable Minister may catch some subsidy by roll over. You go lo next year, lo you may still continue. You may want them continue lo program. And definitely sustainability aspect learned by you may build him in low strategy where GFG by me assisting you may learn.
Acting DG Jimmy Rantis. In small business grants, there are 5,747 applications from all six provinces of Vanuatu for the small business grant, SBG. This was revealed by the Department of Finance and Treasury in its latest update on phase two of the government's economic stimulus package. The government had allocated 700 million Vatu to support businesses under the SBG and 560 million Vatu to support businesses who are eligible for the wage subsidy scheme. Applications for both schemes were open from July to September 2021. However, with the low response from the businesses, the Ministry of Finance and Economic Management extended the application to October the 29th and is assessing the applications. According to the Department of Finance and Treasury, 5,136 applications were received and recorded, with 611 applicants still to be registered in the system. The first is licensing validation. Around 342 businesses have discrepancies that require validation from a licensing authority. These are as follows: Malampa 13 businesses, Penama 10, Sanma 57, Sheffa 108, Tafea 1, and 153 from the Department of Customs and Inland Revenue. The confirmation of bank accounts is another issue. A total of 124 applicants have yet to confirm their bank accounts with the stimulus team under the Department of Finance and Treasury. The department reassures business owners that payments will be made. However, it is a lengthy process as applications require a thorough check. And finally, in education, a two-day training aimed at ensuring responsible school authorities understand the procedure to implement school fee structure was held recently in Santo. This regulation order stipulates the conditions of the prescript fees that can be charged in schools from primary to secondary level. According to the Education Act, there will be no fees charged from kindergarten schools except for any additional fees that will be approved by the minister responsible. In primary schools, years 1 to 6, schools should be charging a caution fee of 2,000 Vatu per student with a lunch fee of 24,000 Vatu per student each year. Any other additional fees must be authorized by the Ministry of Education and Training before charged. In the secondary school level, there will be no tuition fees charged. A standard caution fee of 3,000 Vatu will be charged for all schools in the six provinces, including a lunch fee of 24,000 Vatu each year, as well as a boarding fee of 45,000 Vatu yearly. Additional fees must be approved by the minister responsible. At the end of the training, most school principals were grateful that they could be part of this training that gave them more insight on the process of getting their school structure approved by the minister before implementation. Over 80 participants consisting of school principals, bursars, school improvement officers, school council members, early childhood monitoring officers and staff from the Sanma Education Office attended the training. And that brings us to the end of Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Lynette Mulinamu, wishing you a very good night.
And that was the Nightly News.
And have now Melanesian Update Program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Come, Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website blomifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop to lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.